Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. As of today, 46 years. Hallelujah.
Right. Today.
Today. You were such a beautiful bride, and you still are.
Thank you, darling.
Hallelujah. Today's teaching is entitled, Help Me Make It Through the Day. Have you ever said that? Have you ever said, please, Lord, help me get through this day? I don't think I can take much more of this. Perhaps you were physically tired or mentally exhausted, but for whatever reason, you were ready to close the books on this particular day. On a spiritual dimension, if you've ever felt that way, don't say it for several reasons. First, your words can empower the enemy to continue tormenting your day. Our words have consequences. We decide whether they're for good or evil.
Proverbs 18, verse 20, in the Good News translation says, you will have to live with the consequences of everything you say. That is amazing. We need to think about that thing. Words will bring life or they can bring death. Proverbs 18, verse 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Whether our words bring life or death is up to us. In Proverbs 18, 21 in the Message Bible, boy, it makes it clear. Words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. But here's the bottom line. It's found in Proverbs 18, verse 20. Backing up, in the Contemporary English Version, it says it this way. Make your words good. You will be glad you did. Now that is the truth, honey.
Those are some profound scriptures, baby.
Amen.
They really are. Second, your words are expressing resignation to your circumstances, instead of optimism about God's ability to change your day. You can change every day. That's absolutely guaranteed in His Word.
Philippians 4:13, very familiar scripture. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And that works every day of the week.
It does. There's no equivocation in this verse. But yet you might be asking, Brother Harold, do you really believe I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength? Absolutely. The key component of this passage is the fact that Christ's strength, His strength, allows us to do all things. Now, that verse doesn't say that you can do some things. It says you can do all the things you need to do. And yes, you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. With the mind of Christ, we can fully accept, appreciate, and activate the principles of its word. When it says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, well, so can we. Child of God, that gives us the ability and the power to change every day. Third, never write off, hear this. Never write off what is a gift to you. Time. Use it wisely. Don't wish it away. With an unlimited number of things on planet Earth, we should never wish a day away. Never wish away today, hoping that tomorrow will be better. See, we don't need to insult God by wishing away what is, in fact, a precious gift from Him. Another day of life, right here on planet Earth. We need to create a confession based on Psalm 90, 12. And the Living Bible.
Teach us to number our days and recognize how few they are. Help us to spend them as we should. If we ask God how to use our days, He will most surely tell us not to wish them away. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1, this in the Message Bible. It brings it down where you're living.
It does.
The Message Bible. It says there's an opportune time to do things, a right time for everything on earth.
How do we find the right time? By asking God and requesting and realizing that every day is a precious gift, particularly if we're walking in divine health. Fourth, don't check out. Tap into an ever-ready power source.
Hallelujah. Philippians 1, verse 19 in the King James Version. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
This same inexhaustible, never-ending source of supernatural power is always available to you. Need to plug into that same power source that raised Jesus from the dead. We learned from our friend Rick Renner, who's a Greek scholar, that the word for supply is G2024. And it's a classical word that means on behalf of the choir. That's right. While this may seem different than your definition of supply, it's important to understand the history of the word. Several thousand years ago, in classical Greece, there was a huge choral and dramatic company that practiced endlessly for a very important performance. The members of this group invested a lot of time, effort, energy, and practice in the performance until it was time for the show to go on the road. However, on this particular occasion, there was one problem: money. The group had invested a lot of resources and their lives into making this production a huge success. But it appeared things were now finished. The show was closing before it ever had a chance to begin. Their dream had come to an unexpected end. But a very wealthy man heard about the problem, and he came forward with a huge financial contribution on behalf of the choir. Not only did his contribution allow the production to begin again as planned, but it was more than enough, and frankly, even more than what they knew to do with. The man's contribution was excessively large, abundant, overflowing, overwhelming, and above what the production company could ever dream of. As Paul Harvey would say, now you know the rest of the story about the origin of the word found, the word supply. Found in Philippians 1:19, it literally describes the enormous contribution of the Spirit that Jesus wants to give to each of us. With this knowledge, let us share with you how Philippians 1:19 should read when properly translated.
I am certain that this situation will ultimately turn around and result in my deliverance. I'm sure of it. First, because you are praying for me. And second, because of the special contribution of the Spirit that Jesus Christ is donating for my present cause.
This means that when our physical and mental tank are empty, when we've given our best effort, and we just can't go any further, then, hallelujah, then the Holy Spirit steps in to become our personal benefactor.
Hallelujah.
At the right moment, when things seem down and out, Jesus steps into that moment to make a massive, overwhelming, generous contribution of the Holy Spirit's grace and power for you. Jesus is our wealthy benefactor. He will give us everything we need and more to get through this day.
And you know what that means, honey? That means we must trust the Lord.
That's it. Fifth, allow the supply of the Holy Spirit to do the serious lifting of your burdens, troubles, and problems.
1 Thessalonians 5, verse 11. Wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do.
The word comfort is the Greek word G3870. G3870, and it means to call to one side, to address, speak to, call upon. Which may be done in the way of exhortation, entreaty, comfort, instruction, and to console, encourage, and strengthen by consolation, to comfort. This word is also used in 10 verses as the word prayer. Now see, we think it's significant that prayer and comfort come from the same Greek word. We're also to comfort one another as the Holy Spirit comforts us. That's G3875, and according to Strong's Concordance, it means summon, call to one side, one who pleads another's cause before a judge, a pleader, counsel for defense, legal assistant, an advocate, to lead them to a deeper knowledge of the gospel truth and to give them divine strength needed to enable them to undergo trials and persecutions on behalf of the divided kingdom.
Divine
kingdom. Thank you.
Now listen to John 14, verse 26. This is important. John 14, verse 26 tells us what Jesus has done for us. It says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." Now, wow, that tells you something. That tells you what, I mean, with that previous explanation, that tells you just how much the Holy Spirit is coming and what Jesus meant by sending him.
He will bring all things to our remembrance. Think about that. Hallelujah. 6, as the verse says, turn your salvation to prayer. Turn your salvation to prayer. Don't waste your time talking about what's going wrong today. Instead, try praising God for what went right.
Yes. Philippians 1, verse 19, classic Amplified Bible. For I know with confidence that this will turn out for my deliverance and spiritual well-being through your prayers and the superabundant supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, which upholds me.
We've got a secret weapon to help us make it through every day. 7, you've got more than enough for your need to be met and for you and those you love to walk in surplus. If you've ever had a tough day financially, and we have, I'm sure you have too, and you want to turn around or pick me up more potent and lasting than any energy drink, listen to Deuteronomy 28:11-12.
Amen. Verse 11. And the Lord shall make you have a surplus of prosperity through the fruit of your body and of your livestock and of your ground in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you.
Hallelujah. The Lord will make you, every person hearing our verse, he'll make you have a surplus of prosperity. Notice the scripture doesn't say he will give you a surplus of poverty. No, it says he'll give us a surplus of prosperity. This verse even shows a variety of ways in which God can get the money to us. Don't worry about what today holds. Just read and confess God's promises to you. It's the prescription to make your day the best ever. The best ever. Anne Frank, of the Diary of Anne Frank fame, once said, "How wonderful it is that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to improve the world." Hey, start improving your day, and then you will improve the world. Grab a hold of that truth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Make plans right now to join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern for Sunday Night Live. You'll be glad you did. You'll be blessed by the teaching. And speaking of being blessed, if you're blessed by today's teaching and the all outreaches of this ministry, go to haroldherring.com at the top where it says, "Sow a seed just as God. What seed have you put in the ground?" Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And while you're there, check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern on our anniversary, or tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m.
Amen.
The day after our anniversary. Well, just keep knowing happy trails. And
keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Amen.